ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Second Canto, Chapter 5, entitled The Cause of All Causes. Text number 33. Tada Sanghatya Chanyonyam Bhagavach Chakti Chodita Sad Asattvam Upadaya Chobhayam Sriju Hi Ada Tada Sanghatya Chanyonyam Tada Sanghatya Chanyonyam Bhagavat Chakti Chodita Bhagavat Chakti Chodita Sarasattvam Upadaya Sarasattvam Upadaya Chobhyam Sajrijuryayada Chobhayam Sajrijurhirada Hyada Sajrijurhirada Tara Sanghatya Chanyonyam Sajrijurhyada Chobhayam Sajijuryada. Ladies. Tada Sanghatya Chanyonyam Bhagavat Chakti Chodita Sarasattvam Upadaya Chobhayam Sajijuryada. Bhagavat Chakti Chodita Sarasattvam Upadaya Chobhayam Sajrijuryada Tada Sanghatya Chanyonyam Tada, all those, Sanghatya, being assembled, Cha, also, Anyonyam, one another, Bhagavat, by the personality of Godhead, Shakti, energy, Chodita, being applied, Sarasattvam, primarily and secondarily, Upadaya, accepting, Cha, also, Ubhayam, both, Sadriju, came into existence. He, certainly, Ada, this universe. Purport, or translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thus, when all these became assembled by force of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this universe certainly came into being by accepting both the primary and secondary causes of creation. Please repeat. Thus, when all these became assembled by force of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this universe certainly came into being by accepting both the primary and secondary causes of creation. Purport. In this verse, it is clearly mentioned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead exerts His different energies in the creation. It is not that He Himself is transformed into material creations. He expands Himself by His different energies, as well as by His plenary portions. In a corner of the spiritual sky of Brahmajyoti, a spiritual cloud sometimes appears, and the covered portion is called the Mahatattva. The Lord then, by His plenary portion as Mahavishnu, lies down within the water of the Mahatattva, and the water is called the causal ocean, Karanajal. While Mahavishnu sleeps within the causal ocean, innumerable universes are generated along with His breathing. These universes are floating, and they are all scattered, all over the causal ocean. They stay only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. In each and every universal globe, the same Mahavishnu enters again as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu and lies there on the serpent-like Sesha incarnation. From His navel sprouts a lotus stem, and on the lotus stem, Brahma, the Lord of the universe, is born. Brahma creates all forms of living beings of different shapes, in terms of different desires within the universe. He also creates the sun, moon, and other demigods. Therefore, the chief engineer of the material creation is the Lord Himself, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10. It is He only who directs the material cause, material nature, to produce all sorts of moving and non-moving creations. There are two modes of material creation, the creation of the collective universes, as stated above, done by the Mahavishnu, and the creation of the single universe. Both are done by the Lord, and thus the universal shape, as we can see, takes place. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mamitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Gam Guru Devachalam Pungam Mangayate Girinat Kipitamande Sigram Dinatana Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. I'll read the translation again. Thus, when all these became assembled by force of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this universe certainly came into being by accepting both the primary and secondary causes of creation. This is, in effect, a continuation of yesterday's verse, in which Narada is being instructed that the forms of the body cannot take place as long as these created parts, namely the elements, senses, mind, and modes of nature, are not assembled. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explained how it is similar to the construction of a vehicle. Just like a vehicle, if you ever go into a factory line, each attendant has a particular part that he has to deal with, put in to this, what started out with just a frame, eventually comes out in the form of some kind of vehicle. And once that vehicle has been prepared, the living entity is injected into that vehicle, as Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport. So the primary cause is the Lord. He created all those parts. And he's also the secondary, because as that assembly line goes along, he empowers the workers, namely Lord Brahma, or his plenary portions like Mahavishnu, or Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. So Srila Prabhupada, in a nutshell, is describing here in today's verse the creation in a very, very simple and a concise way. of course, the Lord, as we discussed before, doesn't have any work. He's not obliged to do any kind of work, because he's above the material. He's above everything. Narayana uparo vyaktat. The Supreme Lord Narayan is above everything, above all material creation, but he gets involved. And here is described that by his involvement, by his force, these different energies, parashya shakti vidhaya shuvite, the Upanishads describe that the Lord has multifarious potencies. They're doing so many things for him. It's not that he has to get burdened. He's burdened by this thing or that thing, all the details. He doesn't have to deal with such things. But his potencies, his shaktis, automatically they're acting and providing him with knowledge, pastimes. In this way, the creation goes along. Not that, again, he has to himself become involved. Namaste purusham twadyam, right? Ishwaram prakrite param, Queen Kunti describes. That Krishna, the personality of Godhead, he is the original person, and he's unaffected by the qualities of the material world. Although he may come, he's not bound by any restrictions as we are. When we're thrown into this material world, we get a material body that lasts a certain period of time. It has certain limitations, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. But the personality of Godhead is not subject to these kinds of changes. Although he's within and without everything, still he's invisible to all. Although the Lord is within everything, certainly he's within everything we know. Otherwise, all animate and inanimate objects, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is within all of those objects. And when he desires, they become animate. They may be inanimate, as they are in the Pradhan, but when they are animated in the form of the Mahatattva, then the creation takes place. But he, at the same time, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, he exerts his different energies in the creation. And it's not that he becomes transformed into material creations. It's not that when the Lord comes, he again is a part of the material creation. He's always distinct and aloof and above those restrictions, as Queen Kunti very nicely describes. And the Lord himself, aham evasham eva grei, he explains to Lord Brahma that it was I that existed before the creation. When there was nothing but this material existence, which is the cause of creation, this material energy. And after the annihilation, what will remain is I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that same person. So when Krishna comes into this world, he comes in his original transcendental form. Or he may, again, as is described very nicely here by Srila Prabhupada, he may come in his plenary portions to enact certain functions, to enact various pastimes. When the residents of Vrindavan were the cowherd men and boys, they were discussing the wonderful activities of Krishna. We're getting so close to Govardhan Pujam. They were discussing the various activities of Krishna, and they were mystified, curious, puzzled, bewildered. How is it that this little boy, he's only 7 years old, and he can lift this hill just as an elephant lifts a lotus flower? Just insignificant. Insignificant. Or how is it that this little boy, even as a baby, he couldn't even see, but he could kill this terrible demoness, Putana? And they went on and on, and they were discussing his various transcendental activities as this young boy, how he and his brother had killed one demon after another. We know the list. There's so many wonderfully described pastimes in the Krishna book that Srila Prabhupada has given us. How in great detail it describes how Krishna enacted all of these transcendental pastimes as a young boy. So the residents, they were quite mystified. And they brought this question to Nanda Maharaj that why are we so naturally attracted to this boy? He's not even in our family, but why are we just naturally attracted to him? So Nanda Maharaj referred them to a discussion and an analysis that was given by Gargamuni, in which he described how that this boy has taken many births. He's appeared many times. He's appeared in many colors. And he has many names according to his activities and his qualities. And he went on to describe how this boy, although he's just a young boy, he'll infuse everyone with transcendental bliss. And even though, despite the fact that you'll have to go through so many troubles, which we, again, when we read in the Krishna book, it's described how the residents of Vrindavan had to undergo so many trials and tribulations. But despite all of that, even though you may have to go through all of these difficulties, he'll protect you. And he went on to describe that again, formerly he appeared in the world and saved the world from an unregulated condition. And any fortunate person that becomes attached to this boy is never vanquished or defeated by his enemies. So again, despite all these difficulties, the Lord will save that honest person from dishonest thieves. So foolish people may think that, well, how is it that God can do such things? Krishna, of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Naham Prakasya Sarvasa Yogamaya. The foolish persons, they can't comprehend. How is it that God can come in a beautiful form, enact beautiful pastimes, be within and without everything, expand himself in his plenary portions and create such a wonderful material and spiritual creation that's working automatically and providing him with various pastimes and transcendental pleasures. It's mystifying. Of course, we know that for one who becomes a devotee of the Lord, that is revealed within the heart. That knowledge, that realization, that understanding is revealed to one who engages in that service, in that process of devotional service. Otherwise, Krishna is without. He's beyond. He's invisible. But he becomes visible when we engage in his devotional service. And even though he's enacting all of these wonderful activities that are, again, way beyond even the most erudite material scholars, there is completely beyond them. Prabhupada very nicely here expands, or actually he summarizes the very nice verses of Brahma Sanghita right in the middle of this purport, where he describes how in the corner of the Brahma Jyoti there is a spiritual cloud which appears called the Mahatattva. The Lord then expands himself in the form of Mahavishnu, lies down within the causal ocean, and through his sleeping, this causal ocean is created, and so many universes are emanating from the pores of his body. And Lord Brahma very nicely describes that in his verses. Some very, very beautiful verses where he says, I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who assumes his own great subjective form, who bears the name of Sesha, replete with all accommodating potencies, and reposing in the causal ocean, with the infinity of the world in the pores of his hair, enjoys creative sleep, yoga, nidra. Brahma and other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of the hairs of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one's exhalation of the latter, Mahavishnu. I adore the primeval Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of portion. And finally, I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion, Brahma, receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world, just as the sun manifests some portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems that bear the names of Surya Kanta. So, Srila Prabhupada very nicely condenses these beautiful, beautiful verses of Lord Brahma in his purport here, and concludes that therefore, the chief engineer is Krishna. Mayadikshena prakyate suyate sacharacharam. Krishna again states that himself, that this material nature is one of his energies, and it is working under his direction, and is creating all moving and non-moving beings. And under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. And this is under Krishna's potency. And although he's doing all of this, still he remains complete, right? Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva vishishate. It's not that Krishna becomes part of the creation, or he becomes splintered in some way. No. Krishna stays complete. He's perfect and complete. And because he's completely whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. He's never diminished in any way. So he can appear as a small boy in Vrindavan, or he can take on the beautiful form of Nrisingadev, or he can take on so many unlimited forms. We hear and discuss so many beautiful pastimes of the Lord and appearances of the Lord, his many incarnations. And they're perfect and complete. There's nothing lacking. And that all of that becomes manifest to those who have developed that mood of devotion to understand. So Narada Muni was qualified to understand this. This is why he's being instructed, and this beautiful narration is taking place. How could anyone in the mundane world understand this knowledge? It's not possible. It's not possible. So, all of this again becomes manifest to those who can become attracted by this little boy. One's dangers and enemies are vanquished and defeated. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Fine. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you. Beautiful. It's totally great.